Okay, here we go. Gevach Shavu Tov. We're finally holding by Chanukah, Tavshin Pei Aleph, a learning Shvili Nishmas, my wife's grandmother, her mamash in the Shloshim, for her Neshama, Rachel Parabas for Moshe. Five ideas on Chanukah. We'll probably say five themes. Five themes of what Chanukah is all about. Let's say the themes out loud, and then we'll see it inside. Theme number one, we're going to talk about Hachana, preparation, how super important and incredibly critical it is to prepare for Chanukah. Number two, we're going to talk about Hanukkah's man of tshuva, the time to return to of repentance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number three, we're going to talk about the Rabbonu Shel Olam, about thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their days of Hakaras HaTov, of gratitude HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number four, to be able to realize that the Kedusha of Hanukkah is Chal every year, that every year the Yontif of Hanukkah is super, super special, like the first Hanukkah itself. And the fifth theme we're going to talk about is that Hanukkah is a time of Torah, it's a time of reconnecting and committing ourselves to the Torah, to Limud HaTorah, to our Batas HaTorah, to living lives filled with Torah. The first idea is going to come to us from the Sefer Bere Moshe, the Ozhev Rebbe. Rabbi Simon loves quoting the Bere Moshe. The Bere Moshe is quoted on Chanukah, Divya Maschel LaHadlik. Says the Bere Moshe, that the more you prepare, the more you're going to get out of Chanukah. Kfi Masha Odom Osa Achon El Atzmo Kodim Chanukah. The more you prepare before Chanukah, and you learn the halachas of Chanukah, and you learn Kedusha Satorah, you learn the Torah of Chanukah, then Lekaba Kedusha Mezgala Ata, Ko B'Kefil Yahashras HaShchina Kedusha Olav. Basically, the more you prepare for Chanukah, the more you're going to get out of Chanukah. The more you prepare, and the more you dive into the Rabbonu Shel Olam and learn about Chanukah, and you prepare the wicks, and you get ready for Chanukah, then Lamaisa, you'll be able to ready for the Kedusha of Chanukah. Says the Rambam quoted by the Sichas Bavodos Hashem. You think this is a Hasidic teaching? This is the Rambam in Hilchos Bius Hamikdash Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. V'chein Halacha Saneris Kshera Bizarim. The Rambam says that Halacha, the kindling of the lights, the candles of the menorah, could be done by someone who's not a Kohen. Could be done by Kohen and Levi Yisrael. Therefore, if the Kohen prepares the Neros, then any Tzar, any Kohen Yisrael or Levi can light it. But says the Rambam, in the Sefer Sichas Bo Avodas Hashem, we learn from here that the Rambam says only the Tzar can light the menorah. But the preparing, the preparation, the Hachana, that's got to come from the Kohen Gadol himself. And this is why the Yismach Yisrael, Alexander Rebbe, took this an idea and he said, the people are so careful to have the slavus and the energy and the passion and the concentration when it comes to the lighting. But yet we see from this Rambam, we have to step so important by the hachana, by the preparation of the mitzvah, by the preparation of davening before the mitzvah, or mentally preparing ourselves a few days before. We're 5 days, we're in the fourth quarter right here. Be able to take these few days, these last few days, be able to learn the halachas, to be able to daven to the Rabbonu Shel Olam, that our neshama should be inspired and connected and real, and mamash be on fire for when the Kiddush of Chanukah comes. An ultimate preparation, it's brought down by the Beis Aaron in the Sefer on Chanukah, in the Sefer Beis Aaron by the Karlino Rebbe. And the Divra Maskel Ode, he says, I don't know how to get ready for Chanukah. Ein onu yodim ich lasos achar al mitzvah. But it says, b'chol zos, aleinu liskoinin kecho asher le'el yadinu. He says, at the end of the day, you're not knowing. And that broken harness, and that anava nabusha, she'einenu yodim la'achir atzminu, ze gufa hu achar al mitzvah. This is exactly the lashon. Ze gufa hu achar al mitzvah. L'mamash, not knowing how to prepare, and having that brokenness, and then not anava, that's exactly the way to prepare yourself. So says the Beis Aaron, the ultimate way to prepare yourself is by having the anava. But the Maisa, we see from all these ideas, starting with the Ber Moshe. The Ber Moshe says, the more you prepare for Chanukah, the more you're going to get out of Chanukah. Mishutarach be'erev Shabbos yoichad Shabbos, and this is the Rambam, and Hichos Bias HaMikdash, in Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin, this is the Yismach Yisrael. The more you prepare for it, we can't just be energized when it comes to the lighting, but we got to be on fire when we prepare. And how do we prepare, says the Beis Aaron of Karlin, you prepare by not knowing, doing your best, having the hachana. But our not knowing, and that busha, and that hachana, and that submission to the Rabbonu Shel Olam, zegufa hu hachana l'mitzvah. That is exactly the best way to prepare. That's idea number one, all about hachana. Idea number two is that l'maisa, Chanukah, all done, brought down by the Sfarim HaKadoshim, but specifically by the Arizal. The Arizal says that Chanukah is the Gemar Chasima. It's the Gemar Chasima b'Chanukah. She'ikar sof Gemar Chasima hu b'Chanukah. The end of the day, you thought that Hoshana Rabbah, you thought Ne'ilah and Hoshana Rabbah, where was the Chasima, was the Rabbono Shalom putting Tafshin Pei Aleph into the books? No, says the Arizal. At the end of the day, the Gemar Chasina comes on Chanukah, specifically Zois Chanukah. And the Bas Sefer Bas Ayin, Ephraim Waxman Shlita quoted this a few years ago in Boca, and Rav Weimerger spoke about this in Yeshiva a few back days, and I have it written in my notes here, Tafshin Ayin Dalet, told me almost 7-8 years ago. And he quoted this Bas Ayin, this week's Parshas Vayeshev. Very interesting, Vayeshev usually, for the most part, doesn't usually fall with Shabbos Chanukah, usually falls out the Shabbos before Chanukah. Rabbi Simon's Bar Mitzvah Parsha. It's very unusual to have it as Shabbos Chanukah. So what's the connection? Says the Sefer Bas Ayin, a beautiful idea we learn in the whole story of Yehuda and Tamar. The Pasuk says, in the story of Yehuda and Tamar, Perek Lameches, Chavdal, Chavav, Vahi, Kimishosh Chadoshim, it was after 3 months. Vayogel Yehuda Lemor, Zonsa Tamar. And it was told to Yehuda that your daughter-in-law, she got involved with the wrong things, and she did something she shouldn't have done. She had an inappropriate relationship. Vahi, Kimishosh Chadoshim. Says the Bas Ayin, you know what 3 months is? 3 months is referring to Tishrei, Cheshvan, and Kislev. Vayogel Yehuda, and was told to Yehuda, says the Bas Ayin, Yehuda refers to Yud Kei Vav Kei, refers to the Ribbono Shalom. It was told to the Ribbono Shalom that Zonta Tamar, your daughter Tamar, at the end of the day, your daughter-in-law Tamar messed up. And the Gemara in Sukkah, Mem Hei Amad Beis, tells us that Tamar refers to Klal Yisrael, Kines Yisrael, Yit Shedam Masal the Tamar. We are compared to a Tamar. We are compared to a date. Says the Ribbono Shalom, she has to go be stoned. She has to go be stoned. But what happens? What does Tamar say back? Right before she says back, what does Yehuda say? Hayam Yehuda, Hotzio V'sisof. She has to be burned. But what happens as she's going out? What does she do? She says those famous words, Haker na lemi hachosemes. Look for whoever this signet is. This signet, this chosemes. They should be, they're the one who's going to be guilty. And what's the chosemes? It's the Bas Ayin. It refers to the chosma shel Kohen Gadol. And the psilim. It refers to the psil, that seal of the Kohen Gadol. And then she says, look at the words and this whole story. The story with the words. Those words that in Pasuk Yud Ches, Atomer Chosamcha Pesilecha Matcha, right? The Chesima and the Psil of what Yehuda gave to her, and what happens as she's going out, she says Hakin El Miach Chosemes Apsilim, and what does Yehuda say? Vayakar Yehuda. Yehuda refers to the Ribbono Shalom, and what does Yehuda the Ribbono Shalom say? Vayomer Tzad Kamimani. At the end of the day, Kivayochol the Ribbono Shalom says Ani Chayev Bazeh. I'm Chayev. They want to do the right thing. Every Jew has the Pintaliyit. They have that Shemin inside. Says the Bas Zayin, Haynu Habori Baruch Hu Moide Lahem Shehem Atzodkim. That he's accountable. Kani Roesh Ha'Emes Hushehem Atzvekim Rak Bi. Really, the Ribbono Shalom sees that at the end of the day, a Jew wants to cling on to the Ribbono Shalom. And the reason why we messed up is because we mess up and we do sins and we're not true to who we self. We go to that Choshech Zuyavon is because the Galus is so long. It's not because we want to be able to do the right thing. So that in the day, the whole story of Yehuda and Tamar, Yehuda is the Ribbono Shalom, Tamar is Klal Yisrael. And it looks like Tamar is going to have to be taken out. And Yehuda says, no, Yehuda is the Ribbono Shalom, Sarka Mimeni, they're right. Down deep, every Jew wants to be able to do the right thing. And this is the whole Inyan of Chanukah. It's not just a time to be able to light ourselves on fire for the year. By the old, we're going to talk about that. But at the end of the day, it's a time to connect the 3 months. And the 3 months, as we said before, Kimeshosh Chadashim, of Tishon Ribbono Shalom, that Tishrei Cheshvan and Kislev. Tishrei and Cheshvan Kislev. Maybe we're in our best selves, but we show the Ribbono Shalom Chanukah, the Gemar Chasima on the Gemar Chasima, like the Rizal said, we want to be better, and that's our true selves. So then, when we show the Ribbono Shalom, we want to return. And at the end of the day, Chodesh Baruch Hu says, "Sod can be many." I see that down deep, they want to do the right thing, and that is the Inyan of Chanukah being an Inyan of Tshuva, and also specifically when it comes to the Gemar Chasima. The Gemar Chasima that was written in on Rosh Hashanah, they are sealed up on Ne'ilah, it was sealed up on Shana Rabbah, but the full cement, according to Arizal, Sheikar Sova Gemar Chasima, he b'chanuk, to be able to take advantage of these days of Chanukah, of Zman Shal Tshuva, return to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and returning to truly who we truly are. Moving on to Adin number 3. So we said in Adin number 3 was going to be all about Hakar Satov, about Hodah. The Sfasemis writes, Samsemis writes in Lel Dal Chanukah Tov Reish Lamed Beis. He says, we know the Chanukah is called Yimel Hodus Salahala. They're called these Halel and Hodah. Says the Sfasemis, what's the difference between Halel and Hodah? Says the Sasemis. Hallel. What's the Indian of Hallel? Hallel's Perusha Shemahallel Umeshabeach LaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're praising outright and singing outright to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hodah, admitting and thanking the Baruch Hu. Perusha Shemode B'Shufluso. Where we tell the Baruch Hu we're Mode and our Shuflus and our humility that we're nothing without Him. V'tzarach Liyol Shneim Ke'echad. You need to have Hallel, the thanking, and the Hodah, the admitting. They're really one. Af sheyish lo adam beizrael elyon amal halal. The fact that we have someone to be able to think to Baruch Hashem, im kolze lo yiska, we're not going to become balei gaiva. V'yeda ki rak mimenu yisparachu. At the end of the day, Hallel is praising and Hoda is recognizing and realizing there were nothing without the Baruch Hashem and they're all one. And this is actually the Torah from Rav Huttner, whose Zartat is tonight, Motzei Shabbos Chav Kislev Tavshin Pei Aleph, and he writes at Chanukah Ma'amar Aleph Perik Beis that if you look at the Libra world word for Hoda, Hakar Satov is Modeh. Like Hodah Baal's Din, that's something you have to admit to something. That the Indian of thanking someone is admitting. You're admitting to someone you couldn't do without him. And he says, Shekachu Inyan Bebein Adam Lamakum, Al Achas Kama Vakama. Just like you think by Hodah Baal's Din, when it comes to Allah, you have to prove and you have to be able to be moded, to be able to admit to something. It's the same thing when it comes to Rabbon Hashem. When we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're admitting to the Rabbon Hashem that we are not perfect. We are admitting to the Rabbon Hashem that we have flaws and we have mistakes. And we're completely submitting ourselves. Hallel, says the Sfas Emes, is outwardly praising the Baruch Hashem. And Hodah is recognizing our shiflus. And recognizing our humility. And recognizing that we're nothing without the Baruch Hashem. Because when you thank someone, says Rav Huttner, when you thank someone, you're ultimately showing them that you're nothing without them. And that's really the Indian, the Torah of the Sfas Emes, Rav Huttner, they say basically the same thing. They say it in different ways. Parenthetically, little extra gem over here. The Sfas Emes writes in Parshas Miketz, for Shabbos Chanukah, I believe in Tashrei Shnun, that Hallel goes on the past and Hodah goes on the future. Hallel is on the past, Hodah is on the future. But that's not the Sfas Emes we're going to go with here. The Sfas Emes we're going to go with here is Hallel is on thanking, Hodah is on admitting and submitting ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the Inyan of Chanukah, the Inyan of Hakar Satov, of recognizing the brachas we have, even in the middle of a pandemic. We're specifically recognizing all the brachas, all the gifts that we have in our lives, every single minute of health, and everything we have in our lives. What an incredible insight of the Sfas Emes and Rav Huttner. So we talked about the Indian of Hachana. We talked about the Indian of the Tshuva of Chanukah. We talked about the Indian Hakar Satov, Harodah. Now finally let's get to the Indian we're going to call Lashana Acheres. Lashana Acheres. The Kiddushas Levi writes in Kiddushah Rishona, the Bnei Yisroel has a very similar idea in Maimer Dalet Os Pei Aleph. The same question. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, in Chaf Aleph and Medbeis, Lashana Acheres Kivum Dasam Yom Tovim B'Halo Vadah. The next year, after the whole story what happened with the oil, and the oil lasted for 8 days, the next year they established that Chanukah is going to be a Yontif, an established Yontif. And says the Kiddush HaSalevi and the Bnei Soschar, Maduo Lo Kava Yontif Teka Pishona Rishona. When a miracle like that happens, new, make the Yontif right then and there. Why do they wait till the next year? Why wait a whole full year? Lashana Acheres, the next year, something good happens to you, you think the Baruch Hashem right there. You can have a Yontif for all time. And this is the last Yontif we have. We know that the end of the Chanukah is the last Yontif Chazal gave us, that we have from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lashana Acheres, says the Kiddushas Levi, it's not Stam, Lashana Acheres. Because at the end of the day, what happened was, is that they didn't know, they thought that maybe it was just to be Horah Shah, maybe they thought it was just a one-time thing. It was a one-time thing. Imrakul Or L'Shaita. They thought it was a one-time thing. What happened the next year? That the same Kedusha that happened from the 25th day of Kislev came back again. They felt something inside their innards. Chazal in the time, they felt it the next year later, Chafei Kislev, a year after the miracle happened, they felt the Kedusha again. And says the Kedusha slave in the Bnei Yisroel, the Maisa, because the Gemara says Lashana Acheres, it shows us that it wasn't just a one-time thing, but it's an every year thing. And that's why if you look at the Lashon, we say, Sha'asa Nisan Avasina Bayamim Ahem Azman Azeh. Sha'asa Nisan Mayet. What does that mean? It happened in during those days to our fathers at this time, says the Kiddush HaSlevi. Bazman Azeh exactly means. She'elu HaChasadim. That the same kindness from the Ribbono Shel Olam that happened the first Chanukah. Vahanisim Ha'aros that happened the first Chanukah. And the miracles happened the first Chanukah. She'ayu Oz B'meim Adesim in Kohen Gadol. Niskala ad achshav bazman hazeh. They happen until this day, this very day. They happen again in the lashon of the Bnei Yisroel. Kayom hazeh, we say in an Al Nisim. The same light, the same Kedusha, the same miracles that happen that first Chanukah happens every single year. The end of the day, we have to know, says the Kiddush Levi, and says Bnei Yisachar, that the Indian of Chanukah wasn't just a one-time thing. That the same or and the same miracles and the same closest that Rabbeinu Shem is to us on the first Chanukah, it happened again the year after and every year since then. And that's why the Gemara is so specific when it says Lashana Acheres. Because originally they only thought it was a one-time thing. But then the next year they saw it. They felt it in their bones, in their DNA. They felt it in their panemius. The Chanukah wasn't just going to be a one-time thing. It was going to be forever. And that's exactly the Lashon of Sha'asanis and Lama Hussein by Yom HaMahem Azman Azeh. And to our forefathers at this time. Yeah, at this time, in 2020. And Tafshin Pei Aleph, the Kedusha of Chanukah is coming this Thursday night. Be'ez Hashem Yisborach. What an incredible lesson from the Kedusha Slevi B'nai Sosra, really to get us ready. So we talked about Hachana, we talked about Zman of Tshuva of Chanukah, we talked about the Karsa Tov, that the Chanukah is the days of the Karsa Tov. We talked about how Chanukah every year is like Zmamish, like the same or of Chanukah from the first Chanukah. And let's finally end off with really what Chanukah is all about. The Morinayim has a beautiful Torah and Parshas and his Torah on Chanukah. And the Divrei Maaseh Vayehi. And he says very simply that Chanukah is a time of Talmud Torah. B'Chanukah hu eis l'korev ha'odam el Hashem ayde ha'Torah. Chanukah is a time to recommit ourselves, to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through learning and living and be on fire for Torah. K'mo me'od mekenem yimei matasyo ben yochel koi godol, sh'a yevonim timu kol ha'shmonim, heim kol ha'chachmos, v'lo nishar ki im pach etcha shel shemen. What was the pach echa that was left? That shemen was? Hi ha'Torah. That was the Torah. The Torah was left. The Shem Kiner Mitzvah of the Torah Or. At the end of the day, the Inyan, the Panemius of Chanukah is one of Torah. It's one of closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam through living Torah, through learning Torah, through spreading Torah. And this is not just the Kriyas Shema Mori 9. The Shlach Kodesh writes in Maseches Tamid, a mamish, a crazy thing. Rav Simon Lava coined this. He says, we'll say it outside first. He said, people are always running here, running there on Chanukah. But at the end, that's exactly what the Yevanim wanted to do. People are giving off for Chanukah break. That's one thing. We have to recommit ourselves to the Torah. Listen to this lashon of the Shlach. Ki ayvanim chashuv levat the Torah mitzvahs. They wanted to stop us from being able to learn and do mitzvahs. Im ken hayom mikdoshim aida ruuyim biyoser biyoser. What an incredible word! I'm going to underline that right in my sefer here right here. Biyoser. We have to make sure to recommit ourselves even more so. Lasmanas the Torah mibishar yamin. Even more so than any other days. These are the days we have to make sure to recommit ourselves to the learning and studying Torah. With our great transgressions, they run to this, they run to that, but they're not committing themselves to the Torah. Even in times of the Shlach Kaddish, they were closing yeshivas during Chanukah. The only reason why they closed, says the Shlach, is that they should be able to chazer what they learned from the whole Cheshvan and Kislev. It's where you do chadu chazara, says the Shlach. Says the Shlach, an incredible lesson. We have to make sure to be able to understand that these days are recommitting ourselves to Talmud Torah, recommitting ourselves to Ruchnius, recommitting ourselves to the Daf, recommitting ourselves to the Mishnah, recommitting ourselves to something of Torah. Because at the end of the day, that's exactly what the Chashmonim were fighting for. They're fighting for spirituality. They're fighting for Ruchnius. The Yevanim were all about the guf. There's no such thing as neshama. There's no such thing as spirituality. At the end of the day, says the Morinayim, it's an eis lekarev laHashem ayidei haTorah. Kiner mitzvah v'Torah or. It's a time to recommit ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to specifically learning and living, being on fire for the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. And says the Shlach, the only reason why they closed the yeshivas was for us to be able to chazer. We have to make sure that even when we're at home during for our Chanukah breaks, we're able to infuse our lives, mamis, with the Kedusha of Torah. So at the end of the day, we saw beautiful insights. The first idea we said from the Ber Moshe, the Ozhever, all by Hachana. Then we talked about the Rambam, talked about the Yismach Yisrael. At the end of the day, the Rambam says that the lighting had to be done by the Kohen. The lighting certainly had to be done by anyone, Yisrael, Levi, or Kohen. But the preparation, the preparing had to be done by the Kohen. And the Yismach Yisrael says that the same Islavas we have by lighting, we have to be on fire for the Ribbono Shel Olam, specifically when it comes to preparing as well. Then we talked about this about Tshuva of the Basayin, the Ariza said the Gemara Chesima of Tshuva, of Tavshin Pein Aleph, of the entire Chesima that specifically happens on Chanukah. We talked about the whole Indian, the Torah and the Basayin, Zanza Tamar, but the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Saka Mimeni Yehuda refers to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Zanza Tamar, to the time of Tshuva, the Sasemes and Refuner, the Sas Halel, The Hoda says the Sasemes that hallows praising the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hoda is that submission, and Hoda is that humility. And it's really all one, because when you think someone says Ribbono Shel Olam, you're really admitting to them. It's a time of Hakar Satov. The Kedusha Sevi B'nei Yitzchak says the Gemara in Shabbos tells us Chafal from the Beis Lashana Acheres. What's Lashana Acheres? Why didn't you do it right then? Because Lashana Acheres means that they waited a year. They thought it was a one-time miracle. But when they saw that the same Kedusha was in the air, they saw that at the end of the day, this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted. They wanted this yontif to be in cement in Klal Yisrael's history. I mean, just like it happened that second year, it happens every year. At that time, there are Taravas, but during this time, that the same or and the same Kedusha from Chanukah, from that first Chanukah, happens every single year. Finally, the fifth and final idea, we said from the Maranam, the Shal Kaddish, that Chanukah is a time to reconnect, to re-energize ourselves to Tama Torah, to be on fire for Torah, and recommitting ourselves to the Torah. We should be zocheh b'ezras Hashem to take these five ideas on Hachana, on Shuvah of Chanukah, Hakar Satov, the Hoda aspect of Chanukah, the Kedusha of the Chanukah having every year. It's mamash the same Indian, the same Kedusha Chanukah from the first Chanukah every single year, and to understand that Chanukah is a time to recommit ourselves specifically to learning Torah, to living Torah, and to be on fire for a Torah. Wishing everyone a lechtecha, freilichen, healthy, holy Chanukah. Shkoyach.